or they haven't been, you know, Jesus is standing there. He wants them, right? According to them. Of course, the gospel they preach is so foul. That many, you know, it says by reason of these people, the way of truth is evil spoken of. But, you know, even these things that are, they get me my zeal going, you know, because I'm zealous for the truth. But still, I understand that this also is part of God's plan. It's written of in the Word that it would be like this. You know, everything is going according to plan. Nothing is off kilter. Isn't that wonderful? I have faith in God's plan. Everything's working out just perfectly. So in whom we have redemption through His blood. His blood redeems us. Literally that means ransom, you know, in full. His blood was like a price paid so that someone ungodly like me could enter in. And by I like to refer to myself as someone ungodly like me. I refer to the carnal man, the man of my past. Because I have the seed of Christ in me, and it abides in me. And it makes me so that I cannot sin. Are you saying you never sin? It's like, well, you know, I don't go back to sins that God has delivered me from. I have not yet come to blood, you know, striving against sin. But still, it's like, I'm not saying I never sin. But you know what? I never expect to sin. I never think, well, I know I'm going to sin. Never think that. And I don't like to say I sin, because you know why? Because it's like acknowledging that the image of Christ hasn't been formed in me. Because it says, he that committeth sin is of the devil. And if I commit sin, I'm of the devil. Now, a lot of people, because they don't, well, I can't be of the devil, so they basically make that verse void, because it incriminates them. But I say, I travail till Christ be formed in me. And I think we've covered a lot of good scriptures, you know, about how in Galatians chapter 5, you know, we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. We expect to be righteous. That's what hope means. It means expectation. We expect it. I expect it. But you understand, it's not for me. So if I could make it happen right now, I would. And in fact, I do that all the time. I try to make it happen. But I know ultimately, God is going to do it. And so when I achieve it, I'll know who to praise. Because it certainly won't be me. All my life I've been nothing but an impotent. That means impowerful, no power, weak, ungodly man. But all the great changes that have come about in my life have come through Him whose blood was shed, that I might be redeemed. The forgiveness of sins. In the Romans, he had said, you know, the forgiveness of sins that are past. I think it was chapter 4, wasn't it? Now, it is, ultimately, it is always the sins that are past, because, you know, it says if you don't believe that He is the Christ, then you're going to die in your sins, and you don't want to do that. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. But you are not, you know, it says, the flesh is subject to sin, but sin shall not have dominion over you. You are not in the flesh. How can that be? I am in the flesh. No, you're not. Because you are in the, because what is the dominant force in your life? Is the Spirit. Yeah, you still got to eat. Yeah, you got to go to the toilet. But you are not in the flesh. Not like that. So wherein? Well, according to the riches of His grace. There's a lot of according to the good pleasure of His will. According as He hath chosen us. According to the riches of His grace. And then in verse 8, is according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself. Oh, I love that. So according to the riches of His grace, wherein, verse 8, He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Phronesis is prudence. mental action or activity, intellectual or moral insight. See, what I do is I copy. See, I do all this unscripted, but I copy. Over time, I have copied. This is all old notes from years ago, actually, most of them. But I copied definitions from Strong's Concordance, and I have a lot of nice references in my Bible. And I make little notes, and over time, my Bible is rich with ink of my own doing. And so I have little things I can draw on here. Prudence. What he has in our mind, in his hand, he is directing our thoughts. Ultimately, abounded towards us in all wisdom, he gives wisdom. How hath these men this wisdom? What? That's the thing. It's like, I never learned half the things I ever say. That's how I know it's God, because it's like, I never learned hardly anything anywhere. It's funny. I never learned. To me, it's like this grace that God has given me that I could see. It's like, it doesn't come from man. And I'm not just like really smart. School I did well. But not this well. I never really did, I did well. I should say school. I flunked out of college. Due to drug abuse, actually. And, never really. That was just the first semester. I was 19. I never really got an education. I studied with a few people, but most of what they taught me I had to unlearn. It took years. The Holy Ghost instructs me. In his grace, he abounds toward me in all wisdom and prudence. Mental ability, mental action, activity. I walk around and it's like things. Sometimes I am so blessed at the things that go on through my mind, right? And most of it don't even get to share with people. That's why as I start this Bible study, because I thought, well, I got a gift, I got to share it with people. Can't just, my wife has always benefited from it, and other people, certain other people, have been made known unto this, the mystery of his will. Having made known, see, the mystery of God's will, mysterion, that's where our word mystery comes from in the Greek, mysterion,